So this Shabbat right before the high holidays, this last Shabbat of 5784, traditionally the rabbi stands and exhorts the congregation to make sure that you come for high holidays and repent, repent, repent. And as much as I have always wanted to be one of those preachers, fire and brimstone and such as that, it's not exactly my style. It's not exactly our connection. It's not exactly our community, but I would be remiss if I didn't help you prepare for these holy days. And as a matter of fact, this notion of preparing is part of our Torah portion itself. We've come to the parsha called Nitzavim, where Moses is talking to the Israelites. They're a couple portions away from the end of the book of Deuteronomy, when hopefully they're going to cross over into the promised land. And he says, Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem lifnei Adonai Eloheichem. You are standing here this day in front of Adonai your God to enter into this covenant. You and everybody who's here in the community, and everybody actually who's not here in the community, they're a part of this covenant as well. So Moses is busy preparing them, getting them ready for their big adventure. So it seems to be my duty to help prepare you to get ready for our big adventure together, which is coming up with the High Holy Days. So if I could have a couple of people just over, we'll hand these this way. I'll tell you what, I'll hand them like this and pass them down and around. How about like that? Or take a chunk and hand them back there. For those of you at home, which is actually almost as numerous as those of you here in the sanctuary, that's nice to see you all there. I have the handout that I am putting in the chat for you. Couldn't quite get it up on screens. It didn't quite work that way because it's a bingo board. But you can download it. It's now, oh, nope. I only sent that to one of you. Now I'm going to send it to all of you. Hold on. We're going to get the technology to work in just a second. There we go. Can everybody at home give me a thumbs up that you see that something came through in the chat? If you'd like to follow along, fantastic. You can download that. You can also print it at home. But all of you here should have a copy. Yes? Or can see a copy at least? Fantastic. So this is an activity from my colleague, Rabbi Mark Hurwitz. And he writes, sometimes as we prepare for the High Holy Days, we think we are the only person who has done terrible things, right? And so perhaps it is liberating or forgiving for us and others like us to learn that we are not alone. So he offers this to his congregation as a possibility, right? How many of us have ever been to a party or a youth group event where you're given one of these bingo boards and you have to get other people to sign on your board to, right, to get to know other folks? Well, we're not going to actually play this bingo game here, although if you want to go at Oneg and do that, I suppose you can. But it's an opportunity to be forgiving of others and hopefully also forgiving of ourselves, to learn that people that we know, people we're here with, people we're in community with, are also living and struggling and have histories and experiences over this past year as well. So he calls this the I've done that too grid, meaning you could go through and we could each sign off on any of these, because we have let friendships deteriorate because we haven't bridged that gap of hurt. We have not helped when we could. We've expressed sorrow for our actions, but only if we felt it might prevent worse consequences. We've done things to others that we wouldn't want done to ourselves. So take a minute, look over this board. Again, those of you at home, it's in the chat and you can download it and look it over there. I do think if we played the game here, we probably would find other folks who might be able to sign off on our board, or we might be able to sign off on others. We're not going to play the game, but let's do read them. I'll tell you what, we're going to go across row by row by row by row. I'll read the free space, but we'll start here. And we'll go down one row and down the next. If you want to read, read the next square. If you want to pass, just say pass and that'll be fine. So down. Yeah, just... Right? And there's a space under there if you would want to sign on that. Paula.
done the wrong thing under duress.
Done the wrong thing by my own choosing.
When I share with others the fact that I have done wrong, I find we all share the same experience and growth together.
I love friendship deteriorating because I haven't tried to be down on earth.
And my help. And because sorrow for my actions, but only when I love and make the others.
I feel insincere when I was talking to God.
Sometimes, you know, I think everybody in my way is going to fall back on the old habits of the day.
I'll say free space. Amy?
I swear sorrow for the wrongs I committed is because of my fault and wrong.
And sometimes they recognize my error, where and when it occurred, they amends were to verify. I thought, since I can't complete it, I will bother to stop.
I've done things to others that I would not want done to myself.
I intend to build services in the past.
First on the next line, go the other direction for that.
I did something for which I'm ashamed.
Anybody get bingo? Right? Not that there's anything wrong one way or another, or that we have to admit it to ourselves, but let that be. Some of these things, how many of you found something on that board that you think you would sign your name to? Yeah, I think we all can find something. As Rabbi Hurwitz called it, the I did that too squares. But that possibility, but in truth, that's part of the message of the High Holy Days. And even the prayer that we'll read, the Unatana Tokef, that says God musters and numbers and counts each one of us and understands what who we have done and who we are, right? We sign off on our deeds. In the book of our life, we sign on the signature, like at the bottom of a check or a bill at a restaurant, right? We take responsibility for what we have done, because that's the first step towards making that turn and that teshuvah. So I don't know that you need to go and get other people to sign, but maybe they, no, not a bad thing. Turn the page over for a second activity from Rabbi Hurwitz as well. On the second page, for those of you following along at home. And as we enter into these high holy days, there is work to be done ahead, soul searching, right? And so a worksheet, just a little bit of I like organization, that if this is handy for you. These are the people I've wronged, to whom I will apologize and request their pardon. And you can list, you don't have to list all 7 boxes, or that you can put more on another sheet if you need to. Right? When will you do it? And check it off when you make the apology. The second section, these are changes that I hope to affect in my own behavior. And write them out. And then thirdly, these are the problems I've seen in the world about which I have not done enough. Maybe that's a pledge for the year to come. Again, a worksheet that if it's helpful to you, to take with you, to borrow, to share with other people, to spread electronically as well, to be able to look at for us to do. Think about these things, reflect, consider them over the coming couple of weeks. One third activity, we did this last week, but it always bears repeating. Turn to someone next to you on one side or another and repeat after me the 3 important words that are part of this season. Don't look at me, look at them. I am sorry.
Sorry.
Very good. Turn to somebody on the other side of you or behind you or in front of you. Let's practice that again. I am sorry. And now the other bonus piece for those who are really expert at this season of the year, the just as important words, I forgive.
Forgive.
You.
You.
That when we ask that of one another, when we turn in repentance towards one another, we hope that we receive that forgiveness. We hope we give that forgiveness as well. Three small exercises. Like I said, I didn't want to be remiss as rabbi in not helping you prepare for these holy days. Let us prepare for this moment of introspection to be more forgiving of others, to be more forgiving of ourselves, to be more ready to enter into this year. And together we'll say, amen. Amen. Are you ready for the holidays now?
Yes.
Now that makes one of us. All good and all fine. Friends, thank you.